हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ We'll read from the fourth verse. Parichinna iva jnanat Tannashe sati kevalaha Swayam prakashate hyatma Okay. You already seen this, but I want to tell you a subtle point in this verse. Parichinnaha iva. Parichinnaha means a limited individual. One's essence being identified with body, mind, sense complex. Everyone entertains a notion, I am a limited being. I am a mortal. I am going to die one day. Aham jataha, aham marishye. I'll die one day. So I'm unhappy, all the insignificant, etc. All these notions are there and part of an individual. And these notions express one sense of being limited. Therefore, this sense of limitation is caused by what? Is really the self is not limited, not subject to any limitations. If the self is really subject to limitations, if the self is really bound, then there's no way of becoming free. Like what? Just as the physical body is subject to birth and death, subject to get old, subject to sixfold modifications. See, this is the nature of the physical body. Therefore, you cannot make the physical body live forever. Why you cannot make it live forever? Because it is being subject to time is its nature. Similarly, here we say, but what is the real nature? That nature cannot be changed. Suppose if the Atma is really bound, is really bound by these limitations. If Atma, the self, the meaning of the content of the substantive I, if it's really limited, subject to limitations, we cannot make the Atma limitless. But if it is not really limited. If it is not really limited, then why there is a sense of limitation? Why the self, Atma seems to be limited? Why there is a seeming limitation? Ajnanat, isn't it? It is the ignorance which causes this seeming limitation. There is no real limitation on the part of the Atma. There is no real bondage on the part of the Atma. But there is a seeming limitation and seeming bondage which is caused by the ajnanam, ignorance. Therefore, when ignorance is removed, then what happens? Atma, swayam, prakashate, it shines. When it's a very important lesson. When you say ignorance is removed, Atma shines means, how Atma shines means what? Here we have to notice two things carefully. Because Atma is covered by ignorance. Therefore, ignorance has to be removed, then Atma shines. So, ignorance is covering the Atma. It is the ignorance which covers the Atma. So, removal of ignorance is what? Atma shining by itself. There are two things here. Suppose if a given object is covered by something and the covered object does not shine. And for the covered object to shine, we have to do two things. One is what? First, the cover has to be removed, then the light has to be brought in. For example, now I keep this cordless phone, and which is opaque in nature, and then suppose I cover it inside. It is covered, and you don't see it. It doesn't shine. Suppose, imagine this place also is very dark here. The whole room is very dark. Then what we should do? For this object to come to light, you need two things. Two things have to be done. First remove the cover, then bring in the light for this object to shine. In a dark place, if the opaque object is covered, then two things are required. Removal of the cover is the first thing, and the second thing is what? Illumination of the object. Is it clear? If it is an opaque object. Now, let me take the sun and the sun. The sun is ever shining. There is never a time the sun does not shine at all. That means the ever shining sun, which cannot be really covered, which is not really covered. The sun is really covered, then it cannot be. Then we have to do two things. We have to remove the cover, and then it has to be illumined also. But sun is not really covered. It is as seemingly covered. Why? Because sun is of the nature of ever shining. It cannot be covered, but it is seemingly covered. What is it which is seemingly covered? Why is sun seemingly covered? Because of the clouds. And then when the clouds are removed, then what happens? Clouds are removed, you don't need to take another torch light or other light to see whether sun is there or not. Sun just shines. Removal of the clouds itself is enough. Another illumination is not required. Why? Because sun is of the nature of ever shining. It's never covered, but it's a seeming cover caused by the clouds. When the clouds are removed, sun shines. Understand? Similarly, Atma also is ever evident. Ever evident. There's never a time Atma is not evident. Is ever evident Atma, it seems to be covered by ignorance. Because it is covered by ignorance, there is seeming limitation, seeming bondage. For not to remove the seeming bondage, seeming limitation, the notion has to be removed, which is caused by ignorance. Once the ignorance is removed, Atma also shines. That means what? Atma does not require the process of knowing. Is it clear? Very important lesson I'm saying. Atma does not require the process of knowing. Why? Atma is ever evident. How would you say it is ever evident? Is ever evident as I am, I am, I. Atma is already evident to you as what? As I. Ever experienced as I. It is totally unknown. Okay? So Atma is not totally unknown. Atma is half known as what? I am. But what is known? What ignorance, removal of ignorance is what? That Atma, which is ever evident as I am, being consciousness, is clear now. Okay, therefore, that's what Atma Svayam Prakashate means what? You need not do anything else. Atma does not require the process of knowing. This will become clear in our Kena class. Understand? Ignorance is removed. Oh, Atma shines clearly. That is what the verse says. It becomes clear when you go to the next verses. I thought I didn't tell you last class this. I want to tell you this. Ajnana kalusham jivam. Jnana bhyasadvinirmalam. Sadvinirmalam. Kritva jnanam swayam nashyet.
Kritva jnanam swayam nashyet.
Jalam katakare nuvat. So, this akhanda akara vritti jnana, what it says, the knowledge, self-knowledge, which rises in the form of a thought, removes the ignorance, thereby removes the ignorance caused seeming limitation, seeming bondage. And that knowledge also resolves. Knowledge of the self rises in the form of a thought. So when the knowledge rises, it removes ignorance. And not only ignorance is removed, ignorance bond, ignorance caused bondage, limitation, sorrow, everything it also it removes, then that knowledge also resolves. Like what? Like this. Kataka renuhu, the dust of the kataka seed, totangottai. When in the muddy water, if that powder is put, it settles all the mud first, makes the water clear. Then that powder also what now? Joins the mud and resolves. Gives it example. So the self, knowledge of self also is what? The thought only. That thought also resolves in the same reality. So, it become clear. I think all these verses will become clear later on. Now, I'll go to the next one. See, the following verses are going to say this. See, Atma, the self, is already Purnaha. You are already fullness. You are already happiness. You are already limitlessness. Tvam Purnaha. You are already Brahman. Atma is Brahma. This is a fact. This is a fact. But this fact is not known. This fact is not known. So because this fact is not known, this fact is this, the fact is not known, but you think, then you are limited. This no, its limitation is not in reality, but limitation is only in the form of a notion. Caused by ignorance. And once that limitation, but ignorance is there, then what happens? Ignorance is, why there is ignorance? The question comes, why there is ignorance? Why should this ignorance, why should this ignorance be there? And for which? If I am already Brahman, the fullness, then why there is ignorance, why there is a seeming bondage? Here, this how the text presents, you are already Brahman means there is Brahman, and that Brahman has what now? The creative power called Maya, the Shaktihi. There is a Maya Shaktihi which is inseparable from Brahman. Like what? How the force of the water is inseparable from the water. How heat is inseparable from the fire. Like this creative power also, the power of burning, power of illumination is inseparable from the fire. Similarly, the power, creative power also is inseparable from Brahman, which is otherwise called Maya. And this Maya is of twofold nature, twofold powers. Maya itself is twofold powers. One is what? Is Avarna Shaktihi and Vikshepa Shaktihi. This Vikshepa Shaktihi alone, this physical body, mind and complex is there. The physical body, mind and complex is created by what? Vikshepa Shakti. Why? Vikshepa Shakti alone, the whole universe also, creation of the universe. The whole universe is, what now, there is a manifest universe because of this Vikshepa Shaktihi. With the Vikshepa Shakti alone, the whole universe becomes manifest in Brahman. That is fine, but what does the Avarna Shaktihi do? The Avarna Shaktihi, after the body mind complex is created, after the whole the universe is created, the Vikshepa Shaktihi is cause of creation, and Avarna Shaktihi covers what? In Trishiveka, I taught you very clearly, hope you remember that. It covers at the individual level, it covers at the total level also. It covers the difference between Atma and Anatma. It covers the difference between Atma and Anatma. It covers the difference, Viveka it covers. Avarna Shaktihi covers the discrimination between Atma and Anatma. Also what now? Brahman and Jagat. It covers means this covering, Avarna Shakti alone, this covering is called Ajnanam. Atma, Anatma, Vivekam, Avranoti. It covers the difference between Atma and Anatma. It covers the discriminative knowledge of what Brahman and this Jagat. That covering is called Ajnanam. Thereby, Ajnanam results in what? This Ajnanam alone results in Adhyasaha. What are Adhyasa? We have two Adhyasas. One is Prathamika Adhyasaha. So, creation is the first Adhyasa. Creation of the universe is the first Adhyasaha called Prathamika Adhyasaha. And the second Adhyasa is what now? Second Adhyasaha is mistaking. Creation itself is first adhyasa. After creation, mistaking the created for the creator is a second adhyasa. Two adhyasas. Is it clear now? First creation of the universe is the first adhyasa. And second adhyasa is what? Mistaking the created for the created is the second adhyasa. Okay, Prathamika Adhyasa and this Adhyasa, second Adhyasa. Therefore, these two Adhyasas are there. But creation is fine, but the second Adhyasa alone has to be removed. First Adhyasa, the creation can be there, no problem. Isn't it? Vacation can be there, body, mind, sense complex can be there, everything can be there, no problem, but error alone has to be corrected. There is jagat, there is body, mind, sense complex, there is plurality, everything is fine, we don't need to change anything. What should we do? The second adhyasa is what? Mistaking the creation for the creator is the second adhyasa. The second adhyasa alone is a problem. Then what happens? Because of the, when the created is taken for the creator, there is the superimposition. What is superimposition here? The nature of the created. Created is of the nature of undergoing changes. The universe, when I say, you have to include the body, mind, sense complex also. The entire creation, including the body, mind, sense complex, is of the nature of undergoing changes. So, savikaratvam, what now? Savikaratvam, srishtasya swabhavaha. Understand now? Savikaratvam means what now? Anything created, anything which falls within the realm of the universe, everything else other than the Atma is of the nature of undergoing changes. Savikaratvam. Whereas, the Savikaratvam is what now? Savikaratvam is taken as the, what now? Taken as the Atma Gunaha. Savikaratvam is taken. Anatma's nature is mistaken for the Atma's nature. Okay, one thing. Then not only that, now what is the nature of the Atma? Satyatvam. Satyatvam means what now? Eternity. Is it real? Real. Atma is Satyam. Atma is real. Real means what? That which exists in all three periods of time is Satyam. Trikala abadhitam is Satyam. The Satyatvam, which is the nature of Brahman, that is, what no? We think the world is real. So, Atma's attribute is taken as the attribute of the world. Then, Atma's nature is taken as the attribute of the world. And world's nature is taken as the Atma's nature. Savikaratvam is the swabhavaha, nature of the created universe. Satyatvam is the nature of the Brahman, the Atma. Brahman, the Atma. Then what happens when the, because of the avarana shakti, you transfer falsely. You transfer the real, transfer the Atma's nature to the Anatma, Anatma's nature to the Atma. This false transference of Savikaratvam of the created universe upon the, to the Atma, and Satyatvam, the real, isn't it? Atma being real. The reality, which is the nature of the Atma, is the falsely transferred to the Anatma, is called Anyonya Adhyasaha. Anyonya Adhyasaha means what? Falsely transferring the one's nature to the other. Not really. You cannot really make the Atma real, subject to change. You cannot convert the Atma into what now? Something which is subject to changes. Nor can you make the world real. We think thereby what happens, we have the notion, the world is real. Is the world real? The world is real, we think. We think the world is real. And we think Atma is subject to death. This is the notion. Atma is subject to changes, subject to death. This is what now? This is what the false transference of the nature of Anatma, the created universe, upon the Atma Brahman, and the Satyatvam, the ever existence, ever existing nature, the existence, the real nature of the Atma to what now? To Anatma, the created universe. It's called Anyonya Adhyasaha. Thereby, what happens? This alone gives rise to all forms of dukkham. Okay, therefore, all forms of dukkham. So, Anyonya Adhyasaha is because of what now? Secondary Adhyasa. Secondary Adhyasa is because of what? Prathamika Adhyasa. First Adhyasa, very creation. There is no creation at all. If there is no creation at all, where is the question of mistaking the creation for the creator? So the creation is fine. The Vikshepa Shakti of the Maya, with the Vikshepa Shakti, Brahman, what now? Creates the universe. Creates the universe means what now? There is a creation. The creation itself is because of the Vikshepa Shakti. The power is there. Because of the power of Vikshepa Shakti, the power of projection, throwing up, there is universe. The universe includes what? Body, mind, and complex also. Vikshepa Shakti is fine. But later on, the Avarana Shakti, what now? Covers the difference between, what now? This difference between the seer and the seen, covers the difference between Brahman and the Jagat. At the universal level, it covers the difference between, we cannot see what is Brahman and what is the Jagat. It's like, this is what is light, what is opaque, we are seeing very clearly, there is no doubt. When you have very good vision, you can see what is light, what is opaque. The discrimination, even though light and opaque object are inseparable, still you can cognitively, physically, without removing one from the other, cognitively you have, you can discriminate one from the other. Similarly, if creation is fine, Vikshepa Shakti, because with Vikshepa Shakti alone, the whole Jagat is manifest, that's fine. But if you are able to see, this is what is Brahman, which was there before, now this Jagat is, we are not able to see the difference between Brahman and Jagat. Brahman means what? The reality and the universe. Similarly, not only there, at individual level also, we are not able to see the difference between the self and the non-self. And this aviveka, okay, the lack of discriminative knowledge, or results in what? That's why anyonya adhyasaha. Lack of anyonya adhyasa. We mistake the time-bound universe, time-bound body-mind complex for a real one, absolutely real. We think it's absolutely real. We do not know. And we think Atma, the timeless reality for what are something subject to death, subject to all limitations. Because of this anyonya adhyasaha, there is what? Samsaraha, dukkham. Therefore, the samsara nivrityartham, for removing the samsara, this dukkham, what is needed now? The anyonya adhyasaha, isn't it? Has to be removed. For which you need what? Discriminative knowledge. So, Atma Anatma Jnanam and Brahma Jagat Vivekaha, Atma Anatma Vivekaha, you need discriminative knowledge of what Brahman is, what the Jagat is, what the Atma is, what the Self is, what the non-self is. And in which you understand Atma is Brahman, which alone is Satyam. The entire Jagat which we think now as Satyam is not Satyam, is neither non-existent, which is Mithya. Is it clear? Am I clear or not? In understanding, in having the discriminative knowledge of Atma and Anatma, you have the discriminative knowledge of Brahman and Jagat, and you also understand that Atma is Brahman and his entire Jagat is Mithya. This is the teaching. This teaching is going to be here presented. I have given you briefly before I enter into the text. So when we do the text, whatever I have told you will become very clear. Is it clear? Whatever I have told you now, this is the basic teaching which is going to be elaborately presented. Now, slowly it takes off now. It's like flight taking off. Atma Bodha is going to take off now. Samsara Swapna Tulyohi.
Samsara Swapna Tulyohi.
Samsara Swapna Tulyohi.
Samsara Swapna Tulyohi.
Ragadveshadi Sankulaha.
Ragadveshadi Sankulaha.
Ragadveshadi Sankulaha.
Ragadveshadi Sankulaha.
Swakale Satyavadbhati.
Swakale Satyavadbhati.
Prabodhe Sati.
Prabodhe Sati.
Asad bhavet. Prabodhe sati.
Prabodhe sati.
Asad bhavet.
First
he says, samsaraha. See, samsaraha. Samsriyate asmin iti samsaraha. Or samsarati asmin iti samsaraha. Samsriyate means movement. See, the samsriyate asmin iti samsaraha, or samsarati asmin iti samsaraha. That in which the jivas move, keep moving, is called samsara. Beautiful, isn't it? That in which jivas keep moving, all the time moving. Moving from where? Moving from one mother's womb to another mother. Another mother's womb to another mother. Is it keep? We keep shuttling. And not only here. And sometimes to take a break from moving to mother's womb to mother's womb, go also to higher lokas with some punyam. Go for a long holiday. Again, come back to mother's womb, be born. It's called movement, motion, journey. Samsriyate asmin, what now? Movement. That the place wherein there is constant movement or journey of the jivas happens. Asmin samsriyate. Samsarati asmin. It's intransitive, that's what I said. Samsarati moves. Moves, constantly moving jiva. Stays in one mother's womb, is born and lives and dies, again go to assume another body, again born, keeps on going, traveling. Keeps moving. And when lots of punyam you have, not only here and go to Swargadi Lokas without assuming a body, have a long break. Again come back and the punyam gets exhausted. Again assume a body. There is no moksha, okay? Only bandha. Therefore, even the Swargadi Lokas also, other higher Lokas also within the realm of Samsaraha. Understand? Samsaraha. Therefore, Samsaraha. What now? Swapna Tulyaha. Samsaraha Swapna Tulyaha. This life of transmigration. This life of transmigration for the Atma, isn't it? Actually, is what now? Swapna Tulyaha. Tulyaha means similar to the dream. Dream. Dream world. So the world where we live, this universe we experience, okay, and this life of transmigration also is what now? Is like similar to the dream. Similar to the dream means what? When you say similar to the dream, you have to analyze the dream. The dream is something which cannot be negated as totally non-existent. The dream is not a non-existent thing. Dream does exist for a length of time. But at the same time, dream cannot be accepted or taken as absolutely real also. Why? Because the dream, one waking up from sleep, dream doesn't exist. Therefore, what now? Dream is neither real. Real, if for the dream to be taken as real, it should always be there. That which exists in all three periods of time, always is called what now? Satyam. The dream is not real because it doesn't exist always. Before that, there's a time when the dream begins, there's a time when the dream ends, but the dream exists. But the dream doesn't exist always. Therefore, it is not real. Is it not unreal also because it has some existence? It enjoys some existence. It exists for length of time. Isn't it? Because you wake up, when you wake up from sleep, that fear, that tension, that joy, whatever you experience in dream, that affects you for some more time on waking up also. There is experience. Therefore, neither real nor unreal means it has no independent existence. Means what? The dream does not happen somewhere without you. The dreamer, dream experiencer, without the dream experiencer, dream cannot exist by itself also. For the dream to be existent, it must be experienced. For it to be experienced, there must be the experiencer, the dreamer. Therefore, dream is mithya. Dream is neither real nor unreal, nor totally non-existent, unreal. It is mithya. Similarly, what he says now, swapna tulyaha means this samsaraha is also what? But now we think this samsaraha is real. What do we think? We, in our understanding, this world is real. Our pain is real. Our pleasure is real. Our hurt is real. Our guilt is real. Our anxiety is real. All our physical pains, emotional pains, everything is real, real, real for us. Because we take it as real, isn't it? We are afflicted by those things. If we do not take them as real, then we will not be afflicted. If we can value all our experiences of the waking state as much as the experience of the dream, then we will not be afflicted by this so-called experiences. But what happens, really speaking, this samsaraha, this life of transmigration, which involves constantly, continuously experience of pains and pleasures, is also what now? Similar to the swapnaha. Swapnam, the dream. That means what? This world also is neither real nor unreal. It is mithya. This samsara also what? No. It is neither real nor unreal. It is mithya. But mithya, but how do we take it samsara? We take samsara as satyam. The mithya samsara is mistaken for the satyam, mistaken as something real. Therefore, what he says here, samsara swapna tulyaha. But swapna tulyaha samsara, this samsara which is similar to the dream. And what is note? Raga dvesha adi sankulaha. It is afflicted with sankulaha. What now? Afflicted. This life of samsara, what now? Afflicted by raga dvesha adi. Ragaha means passion and attachment. Dveshaha means aversion and hatred. Likes and dislikes. Not only likes and dislikes, raga, dvesha, he mentions only two, the basic things. Raga, dvesha, mean what now? Raga, dvesha stands for kama, desire. Desire is twofold, like and dislike. Raga, dvesha stands for kama. Then krodaha, anger. Krodha, lobaha, greed. Mohaha, delusion. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada. Madaha, arrogance. Matsaryam, jealousy. Raga, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsaryam. All these things are naturally there. See, we are not creating any of them. You have to understand, that's the beauty of Vedanta, isn't it? How either your own jealousy or somebody else's jealousy. See, this kamaha, this kamaha, desire in the form of likes and dislikes, aversion and passion, attachment and it, isn't it? Raga dvesha, krodaha, anger, lobaha, greed, moha, delusion, madaha, pride and arrogance, and matsaryam, jealousy, envy. Like all these things really, what now, afflict the person's well-being. Therefore, this all the afflict, the samsara is afflicted by what now? All these things. Life of transmigration. With all these ragadveshadi impurities, they affect your easiness. They cause the disease. They cause discomfort. It afflicted. Where in this? But what are they? They are all similar to, they're as mithya, as the swapna. Your swapna, your own dream world, dream experience, your dream. They're in no way, they are more real than the dream. They're as mithya as the dream. You're not real. The next year. And if we know that they are not real, if we know they are mithya, then we will not be affected by them. And for us to know that they are mithya, the samsara is not satyam, it is mithya, it is not absolutely real. The life of transmigration and this whole jagat, this universe also, this whole life is actually mithya. The whole experience is mithya, not real. To know, if we know that, we will not be affected by them. But we are not able to see them being mithya. We take them for satyam. Why? Because satyavat bhati. He says, satyavat bhati. Swakale. When swakale means during their time, in its own time, during the time of dream experience, when you are experiencing the dream, during the time of experience of the dream, satyavat bhati, the dream appears to be, dream seems to be, what now, real. Dream is as though real. When you say as though, eva itself emphasizes, dream is not real, but it is as though real, the eva. Dream is not real, but dream is as though real, when, as long as dream appears, there is experience. Svakale, at the time of dream experience, when there is a dream, the dream, as long as you are dreaming, the dream appears as though real. As though real means what? It is not real, but it is as though real. When svakale satyavat bhati, it shines, it appears as though real. But what happens? Prabodhe sati. The same thing Dakshinamurti Sutram also says, but little differently there. See, the technical terms will be more. Svaka prabodhe sati. But how do you know that dream is not real? It is mithya. How do you know? Prabodhe sati. On waking up from sleep, you understand asad bhavati. On waking up from sleep, the dream being mithya is clear. Mithya means, mithya is not non-existent, but mithya is not totally unreal. Mithya is as good as unreal, as good as non-existent. Therefore, asad bhavati. The dream becomes what now? Mithya. It is as good as non-existent on waking up from sleep. Mithya is as good as non-existent. Mithya is not tucham, but is as good as tucham. We have to say that. Is it clear? Similarly, in the same way, this samsaraha also. The samsara appears to be real when, now, isn't it? This samsara, when it is there, it appears to be real. This samsaraha, this life of transmigration, this prapanchaha, this experience, this universe also, which you are experiencing now in this life, appears to be real. But once you become, once you wake up from this, once you have this ignorance is removed, once you have the jnanam, in the wake of knowledge, you will understand this universe also being mithya. This universe which seems to be real now, is, he doesn't say how, he's going to say later on. This universe, this samsara, this life of transmigration, which seems to be real now, when it is there, all is what now? Really speaking, it is as good as non-existent. It is mithya. But for which you need to wake up from sleep of ignorance. Is it clear? For you to recognize the dream being mithya, dream being not real, you have to wake up from sleep. Similarly, this universe also being mithya, now we have transferred, it's a false transference of the Brahman, isn't it? Satyatvam has been transferred to Jagat, samsara. We think samsara is real, Jagat is real, everything is real, all our problems are real, everything is real. Why? Satyatvam has been falsely transferred. Because the Jagat does enjoy existence. Jagat enjoys borrowed existence. Samsara enjoys borrowed existence of Brahman. Doesn't have existence of its own. But because it enjoys the borrowed existence, what do? We, because anyonya adhyasa, we mistake, we transfer the satyatvam. Isn't it? The nature being real, the status of being the real to the universe, and we think it is real. But what the Shastram says? Come on, you think it is real because you have falsely transferred the status of being the real to this universe because of your ajnanam. Really speaking, this universe is similar to what now? This svapnam, your dream. But this dream also appears to be real as long as you are dreaming on prabodhe sati, on waking up, sati saptami. When you wake up from sleep, you will understand dream being not real. Similarly here also, when you wake up from this ignorance, when you are awake to the reality, you will understand this universe, samsara being mithya, which is as good as non-existent. Is it clear? And he is going to explain this. Well, as we go step by step, it will become very clear. So suddenly, Atabodha takes off. Suddenly it is gone. Okay.
Svakale satyavad bhati.
Svakale satyavad bhati.
Prabodhe sati.
Prabodhe sati.
Asad bhavet.
Asad bhavet.
Okay, we have to prabodhe sati asad bhavet. The same thing I taught you in the Dakshinamurti Stotram. Hope you will understand that. So, we'll go to the next verse.
Tavat satyam jagad bhati.
Tavat satyam jagad bhati.
Shuktika rajatam yatha.
Shuktika rajatam yatha.
Yavanna.
Yavanna.
Jnayate brahma.
Jnayate brahma.
Sarvadhishtanam advayam.
Sarvadhishtanam advayam.
Tavat satyam jagad bhati.
Tavat satyam jagad bhati.
Shuktika rajatam yatha.
Shuktika rajatam yatha.
Yavanna jnayate brahma.
Yavanna jnayate brahma.
Sarvadhishtanam advayam.
Sarvadhishtanam advayam.
See, jagat satyam bhati. Jagat bhati. First to take it, bhati shines, appears. What appears? Jagat. Jagat, the universe appears. This world appears. The life of afflictions appears. That's true, appears. Life is. But it appears like how? How does it appear? Satyam. Satyam bhati. This universe, this life of afflictions, this life of problems, this whole problems are pains and pleasures, life of pains and pleasures, this samsara, this transmigratory life appears, this universe appears, the world appears very much real. Satyam bhati. Jagat satyam bhati. But how long will this universe appear real? How long does it appear real? Will it appear real forever? Yes. As long as, what now? Ignorance continues to be there. So long the ignorance remains, As long as the ignorance remains. What ignorance? This adhyasa, isn't it? What adhyasa? This anyonya adhyasa is going to be there. How long? As long as anyonya adhyasa is going to be there, this universe will appear real. And how long will there be anyonya adhyasa? So long will there be, as long as the secondary adhyasa is there. What is that? Secondary adhyasa. Secondary adhyasa is anyonya adhyasa, or secondary adhyasa is what now? In fact, this satyattvam being falsely transferred to jagat and savikaratvam being falsely transferred to Brahman, the Atma. Isn't it? How long will that adhyasa be there? As long as ignorance is. As long as avaranam, the ajnanam, the covering is maintained, so long the viveka remains covered, so long will there be anyonya adhyasaha. Because adhyasa, so as long as adhyasa is, so long will this universe appear real. Tavat means aduvarekum. So long does the universe appear real. It's very difficult for us to see the world being not real. We are not able to see. Blurred, is the vision is not there. You know, the person of blurred vision, a distorted vision, however bright the light is, still he cannot see things clearly. Similarly, we cannot see clearly what? This world being not real, the world being mithya, we cannot see. For us, we can only see the world, for us, not only we see, the world appears real, for very real for us, very much real for us. How long? Tavat jagat satyam bhati. Kiyat paryantam, kiyat kalam appears, he says. And also like what does this universe appear real? Like what? The universe appears to be real, like what? When the very word, appears real means, like what? Like the shuktika rajatam. Shuktika means shell. Rajatam means silver. If you are aware of the seashore, and if you are exposed to going for walking and all that on the beach, seashores, then you would have seen lot of shells. And the shells shine, sometimes some shells shine very white, they shine also. And they shine like silver, very good silver. And it is very, because silver is of what now? More value, isn't it? Silver is very valuable metal. And when these shells shine, within their pieces of bits of silver metal. Oh, look at it, like a silver. It looks like silver, isn't it? It appears. This seashell, the shell which is shining and white, appears like silver. Appears like silver. Seems to, isn't it? How long? You go near, you bend, take it and see. Oh, as long as you do not know what it is, you see the silver in the shell. Once you take, and once you know it is only shell, silver resolves. Isn't it? Silver resolves. self doesn't appear. Similarly, when you do not know the seashell, the cell, then it appears to be silver. Once you know what it is, in the wake of knowledge of the shell, the silver resolves. Silver doesn't appear anymore. The shell does not appear like silver. It is shell. Okay, we have two examples. One is for aversion, one is for passion. This is for rajata. The shuktika rajata example is for what? For desirable object. So, you know, snake and rope example is for aversion. Dislike. You don't want. You want silver, isn't it? You know, you like something, or desirable object, valuable object, worth possessing object, you mistake something for that. And you do not see, another example also here, it is not given here, we'll see later on, the rope. As long as you do not see the rope as a rope, you what now? There appears, the rope appears to be snake. How long? As long as you do not know what the rope, what the snake is, isn't it? Once you know what is, there is rope, in the wake of knowledge of the rope, snake disappears. In the wake of knowledge of the shell, silver disappears. Two examples for two different, one for raga, one for dvesha. Just we give examples. Similarly, as long as you do not know what Brahman is, as long as you do not know what the reality is, what Atma is, this universe also satyam bhati. This universe appears real as long as you remain ignorant of Brahman. If you remain ignorant of the Atma, the Self. In the wake of knowledge of Atma, the Brahman, this universe also will resolve. Will not appear real. Will be mithya, or will be as good as non-existent in the wake of the knowledge. Like what? In the wake of knowledge of the rope, the snake will resolve in the very rope. In the wake of knowledge of the shell, the silver will resolve in the very shell. Similarly, in the wake of knowledge of the reality, Brahman, the Atma, the Self, the universe also will not appear real. Okay? The universe will resolve. But now, the universe appears very real. That is why every small problem we have is very much real. When it is called Shobhanadhyasa. No, Shobhanadhyasa means what? Always giving more value to what, more than what it deserves. You know, giving more value, seeing more. It's like when you see the silver, mistake the shell for the silver, it's given more value, isn't it? It's as good as non-existent universe. It's a mithya jagat. It has no independent existence. It is not real. But that which is as good as non-existent, that which is mithya, that which is not really there as though, is taken to be absolutely real. And we also get affected by that. Isn't it? Why? It's all because of ajnanam. So he says what now? Tavat jagat satyam bhati. Like what? So long does the universe appears real. Like yatha shuktika rajatam. Shuktikayam yatha rajatam satyam bhati. Just as this shell appears to be, isn't this, the silver appears in the shell, how long? So long as you're ignorant of the shell. See, similarly, he says, Yavan Yavat na jnayate Brahma. Yavat Brahma na jnayate. Yavat means as long as Yavat எத்தனை காலம் வரை சொல்லுவாரியா அத்தனை காலம் வரை எதுவரைக்கும் பிரம்மன் நமக்கு தெரியாதோ அதுவரைக்கும் சொல்றது யாவத்து பிரம்ம ந ஞாயதே யாவத் காலம் பிரம்ம ந ஞாயதே அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சோ ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் நோன் பிரம்மன் இஸ் அன்னோன் As long as we remain ignorant of Brahman, the Atma. What is Brahman? The reality. Reality is what? The self also. As long as one remains ignorant of the self, one is ignorant of Brahman, the reality. And as long as one remains ignorant of the reality, this universe appears real. And as long as the universe appears real, and we will be afflicted by what now? The universe also. You need not change the universe without, we cannot change the situations in the universe. Understand? We try to change. No, we don't need to change. We cannot change, we need not change. Without changing the universe as it is, the situations as they are, still you can be unafflicted by those situations in the samsara life. How? If you know the world is mithya, as good as non-existent, it is not satyam. But it is difficult. You overvalue. Is it clear now? Yavat Brahma na jnayate. Yavat Brahma na jnayate. Tavat jagat satyam bhati. It's nice. Yavat tavat. Yavat paryantam Brahma na jnayate. So, as long as Brahman is unknown, not known, tavat, till then, so long will this universe appear real. And as long as the universe appears real, we will be, for us, all our problems are what now? Real. Then we are afflicted. Okay. And he says, and what is Brahman? Sarva adhishtanam advayam. How should you know? Sarva adhishtanam advayam Brahma. This Brahman is the absolute substratum of the universe in its entirety. Brahman is the adhishtanam, substratum of the whole prapancha. Isn't it? Like what? Like rope is the adhishtanam for the snake. Shuktika is the adhishtanam for the rajatam, silver. Shell is the substratum for the silver. Rope is the adhishtanam for the snake. Water is the adhishtanam for the ocean. Gold is the adhishtanam for any ornament. Wood is adhishtanam for any furniture. Similarly, for the whole prapancha, adhishtanam is what? Sarvesham vastunam. Sarvasya jagataha. For this entire universe, adhishtanam, the substratum, the underlying reality, the existence is Brahman. Okay? And that Brahman is one non-dual, indivisible, partless whole Brahman is a substratum for secondless and non-dual. We are going to see it in Taittiriyam class anyway. Brahman is what now? Adhishtanam for this whole prapancha. If you know that adhishtanam, Brahma, if you know the substratum of Brahma, substratum of the universe, this Brahman substratum, in which alone the universe exists, without which this universe cannot exist at all, in recognizing the substratum, the universe will resolve. In recognizing the rope, the snake will resolve. The snake which appears very real as long as you see the, you do not see the rope. The silver appears real as long as you do not see the shell. Similarly, you, as long as you do not recognize Brahman the Atma, this universe also appears real. Understand? No, real. But once you recognize Brahman the Atma, the, which is a substratum of the whole universe, this universe also will resolve. Resolve means what? You will understand the universe being non-separate from Brahman, the Atma, thereby universe not having independent existence, thereby you will understand the universe being mithya, not being, universe being not satyam. Universe being mithya, you will understand. Universe being not satyam, you will understand. In which you, all your samsara, the problems also will resolve. Okay? Now, what is the problem here? Jagat being there is not the problem. Jagat being there is fine. Life being there is fine. Universe being there is fine. The universe being mistaken for real is the problem. Pain can be there, pleasure can be there, all experiences can be there, universe can be there, birth can be there, death can be there, everything can be there as they are, no problem. Only overvaluing, understand now, what now? That which is something which is not real, not permanent, being mistaken for permanent and real is the problem. Okay, adhyasa is the problem. Adhyasa is caused by what? Ajnanam. Therefore, here is what? Kasya ajnanam? Adhishtana brahmanaha. Ignorance of the substratum, the reality, the very existence of the universe. What now? Ignorance of the self alone. As long as it is ignorance is, so long as the universe appears real. Is it clear? Therefore, see, why I am not explaining much here, I am just giving enough. These verses now will be, are going to be elaborately discussed by the text itself. Is it clear now? That's why we will go in the same way.
Upadanekhiladare. Jaganti Parameshware.
Jaganti Parameshware.
Sargasthitilayan yanti.
Sargasthitilayanti.
Sarga. Sthiti layan yanti budbudani vavarini.
This verse may be missing in some books, Ramakrishna Math books. Okay.
Upadane khila dhare.
Upadane khila dhare.
Jaganti Parameshware.
Jaganti Parameshware.
Sargasthitilayanyanti.
Sargasthitilayanyanti.
Budbudani Vavarini.
Budbudani Vavarini.
He says now, this Brahman the Atma, we are going to say the same thing in Taittiriya also, is what now is Parameshwara, Paramatma. There is no Parameshwara, Paramatma other than Brahman the Atma. He says, Parameshwara, who is Parameshwara? Akhila Adharaha. Parameshwara, the Lord is the Akhila Adharaha. Akhila Adharam, Akhilasya Jagataha Adharaha. Adharaha, again what? Substratum. See, Adharaha means substratum. Suppose if I say, my hand is the Adhara, this book is Adheya. Okay, supporter, supported means the separable, isn't it? But there, like water is the Adhara, ocean is the Adheya, means there is not non-separable, okay, non-separate, inseparable, non-separate. When you say Akhila Adhara means for the whole universe, Akhila, see, for the entire universe's entirety, Adhara, the support, the substratum is Brahman, Ishvara. When you say Brahman, that Brahman is what now? With Maya Shakti, Brahman with power is Ishvara. Is there's no Lord other than Brahman. There's no Ishvara other than Brahman, the Atma. Okay, Brahma, what now? Is it clear now? Ishvara, who is the Lord here? The Lord is Brahman. Ishvara is Brahman only. The reality, the Lord is reality. Why? The reality alone has what? Maya Shakti, the creative power. Therefore, Parameshwara, the Brahman, the Parameshwara, the Atma, is what now? In that Parameshwara, who is the Parameshwara? Akhila Adharaha. The substratum, the existence, the reality, the support, the life of the universe in its entirety, Akhila Adharaha Parameshwaraha. And in that Akhila Adharaha Parameshwaraha, yes, what now? Why Paramesh Brahman is Ishvara here? Because Upadanam. Upadanam means what? He is the very material cause of the universe. The material cause of the universe means Brahman the Atma is the Ishvara, which is the material cause of the universe, because universe is non-separate from the material. The no effect is ever separate from the material. You cannot see the clay in one place and pot in one place. Wherever you see the pot, there you have to see what? The clay. In fact, in the clay alone the pot exists. This pot cannot have independent existence outside of the clay. Similarly, other than the clay also, similarly here, this whole universe also exists in that material cause, the Upadhanam. Brahman, the Atma, is Ishvaraha, in whom alone, who is the substratum of this entire universe, in that alone, what now? Akhila Upadane, because Brahman is the what now? The very material of the universe, in which alone this universe exists. And which universe? He says, Jaganti. Jaganti is a plural form of Jagat. Jagat, Jagati, Jaganti. Not one world, all the worlds. You can, how many ever worlds are there? We know only one world, okay? And there are what now? Our Shastras talk about 14 worlds. All the 14 worlds, so the entire prapancha is entirety, is what now? Jaganti, all the worlds, where do they exist? Akhila Adare, Upadane, Parameshwara, in locative case. No. So here, like all the parts, all the earthenwares, and then the world of earthenware, earthen objects, they are what now? What upadanam? In the clay. Similarly here, the whole prapanchaha, akhila adhare, upadane, parameshware, jaganti, all the worlds are there. And what do the worlds do? All the worlds, sarga sthiti layani, sarga sthiti layan yanti. They all the worlds, sarga means creation, sthitihi means existence, sustenance, layaha means resolution, yanti means they attain. All the worlds attain creation, all the worlds attain, have existence, all the worlds have their creation, have their existence or sustenance, or have their resolution happening where? In Parameshwara. All the worlds have their creation, appearance, have their existence, and have their resolution happening in Parameshwaraha. This absolute support substratum. And because in the very material cause. Okay. Sarga sthiti layan yanti. They attain what now? Sargaha. They at sarga sthiti layan yanti. They come into existence. Sargaha stands for coming into existence. Sthitihi stands for sustenance or existence. And layaha means resolution. All the 14 worlds come into existence, become manifest, and exist for some time, again resolve in what? In their material cause, which is the substratum for them. And that material, that substratum, that support is none other than Parameshwara, the Lord. Who is that Lord? Brahman, the Atma. Now we are learning everything as what now? As to something outside, you are learning. How you study, pot came into existence from the clay, and pot exists in clay, and pot will resolve in clay. We are studying now. Later on we have to shift it from where now? The whole universe comes into existence from Brahman, the Parameshwara, the Lord, and exists in Brahman, the Parameshwara, the Lord, and resolves in Parameshwara, we say. Later on you have to say that Parameshwara, what now? The whole universe comes into existence from me, the Chaitanyam Brahma. It exists in me, it resolves in me. We have to arrive at that. Is what the whole teacher wants to do that. Ashinka Bhagavad-Pada wants to really give us that vision. So, sarga sthiti layan yanti. Sargam yati, sthitim yati, layam yati. Yati. Yati is singular. But because jaganti means worlds, jagat singular, jaganti, see jagat means ulaham, jaganti ulahangal, 14 ulahangal. So all the 14 worlds have their come into existence, they remain sustained and they resolve in that. Where? Parameshwara. Parameshwara sargam yati, Parameshwara sthitim yanti, Parameshwara layam yanti. Like what? That means what? Here Brahman is presented as the material cause. Generally what happened, I'm going to do it in Taittiriya Upanishad also. We see the material cause and the efficient cause are all very separate. But here, like how we saw in Mundaka Upanishad, Urna Nabihi Yatha Sujate Grinnate Cha. In fact, the material cause is Brahman. Efficient cause also is Brahman. They are not two different causes. Because before this universe manifest, what was there was only Brahman. Therefore, that Brahman alone is what now? Brahman has Maya Shaktihi. which Maya Shakti is what? Vikshepa Shakti. The Maya Shakti has its what? Is known of Vikshepa Shakti and Avarna Shakti. This Vikshepa Shakti, because it alone this universe comes into manifestation, the universe exists in the same Brahman. Again, the universe resolves also, does not go outside of Brahman. Therefore, there is no material cause other than Brahman, the Atma. That Brahman alone is looked upon as Ishvara with that power. We don't talk about the power, we use the word Brahman. You talk about the power, we have to use the word Parameshwara. Okay? So this Parameshwara, Akhila Adharaha, is it? Akhila Adhare, Upadene, Upadanam itself is Parameshwara. That is why Adhara. The very material being is Parameshwara, therefore is said to be what now? Support, substratum of the all the worlds. Therefore these worlds, now sargam yanti layam, sithim yanti layam yanti means they come into existence, they remain existent and they resolve in that same Parameshwara. Like what? He says, budbudani iva. Budbudani iva varini. Iva means what? Like. Vari, see, vari means water. Varin, ocean. Know that? Varini means what now? In the ocean, in the water. In the water, what happens? So many water bubbles come. Water bubbles come. Water bubbles remain and water bubbles resolve. Where? In the water. Just as water bubbles come into existence, remain and resolve in the water, so also all the 14 worlds come into existence, remain and resolve in Brahman, the Atma, which is Parameshwara. Okay? That means the very Upadanam is Brahman. This is Satyam. Therefore, that which comes and goes is dependent. That which is there is real. But what do we do here? There is a Anyonya Adhyasaha. False transference of the mutual false transference of what now? Mutual transference of the attributes. The nature. The real nature of the Atma is falsely attributed to the Mithya Jagat. And Mithya, and then the Savikaratvam is what now? The attribute, here real nature. Swarupam Gunam, Swarupam is attributed to Mithya Jagat, and Vikasa Vikaratvam, the changing nature is attributed to changeless Atma. It is because of what? Because of the lack of discriminative knowledge of what Brahman is, what the Jagat is, what Atma is, what Anatma is, what Atma is not. That the lack of discriminative knowledge is what? Avivekaha. Avivekaha is because our viveka is covered. By what? Avarna Shakti. Because Avarna Shakti, the power of covering, covers this viveka, discrimination, discriminative knowledge. There is, what now? It is called ignorance. Because of which, the Jagat appears to be real. Is it clear now? Therefore, the samsara, the life of transmigration should be there or not, should continue or not. After jnanam, suppose somebody attains jnanam, okay, attains, becomes jivan mukta, and afterwards, the world should exist or not? We should go on or not? We should be there or not? Should there be thoughts or not? Should there be situations or not? Everything can be. Really speaking, nothing in the world needs to be changed. That's the nature, isn't it? Therefore, we are not the prathamika adhyasaha, the creation as part, we don't need to worry about. The creation itself is a problem, isn't it? It's not a problem. We don't need to worry about it. We don't need to change it also, because that is not a problem. The problem is our anyonyadhyasaha. Therefore, here we say, therefore ignorance is eliminated, then the jagat, then samsara, which appears to be real, but now, will resolve. Is it clear? Okay, I want to give you a few minutes for you to ask questions. So, budbudani, budbuda, you know, budbudam means a bubble. Budbuda, what's the time?
Nine.
Karya satyam is upadanam. Karyasya satyam is upadanam. Karma effect. The reality of the effect is the cause. Our Swamiji gives this example, you know. Generally, people know very well, very clearly, that no effect exists outside of the cause. No effect exists outside of the cause. And cause alone is there in the home of the effect. People know very well. We all know very well. Every when you touch the effect, when you see the effect, when you smell the effect, when you do, is it? You are touching what? Touching only the cause. You know it very well. So when you experience the effect, we are experiencing the cause, choicelessly. We know that very well. But, isn't it? So Brahman is Jagat Karana means we are experiencing Brahman all the time. Our Swamiji gives this example. People know very well, that is why whenever they don't want anything, everything is fine to say that touch wood. Immediately they don't touch the they don't mind, they touch the table. No, I don't touch the table or the chair, they don't think. They immediately touch what? Touch wood, everything is fine. Touch wood means they touch the wood. They know, they don't need to say, no, I'm touching a table, not the wood. They don't think. So clear, isn't it? Similarly, therefore, the whole jagat, not only this universe, in the unknown worlds, 14 worlds also, what now? All the worlds, sargaha, creation of the worlds, existence, sustenance of the worlds, and resolution of the worlds happen constantly, continuously where? In their upadanam, the very material cause, which is the what now, this very substratum, support of them, which is Parameshwar Brahman. Like what? Like the water bubbles. Even though we are experiencing Brahman in the world, we are experiencing the world is experience of the Brahman also. But we are not able to see discriminatively, we are able to see clearly what is Brahman and what is the Jagat. We are seeing the Jagat, but we are not seeing Brahman. That is because we do not see the, we see the anatma, we do not see the atma. We are all the time experiencing Atma as I am, but we do not know. Therefore, as long as Brahman remains unknown, Brahman reality is not known, everything, this universe, samsara, appears to be real. Will appear to be real. Hereafter I had to use a lot of technical terms. I slowly introduce the next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.
ஒடுங்குதல் தோன்றுதல், தோற்றம், இருப்பு, மறைவு. மறைவுக்கு வந்து அழிவு வேற, மறைவு வேற. அழிக்கணும்னா இல்லாமையே போறது. ஆமா, அதனால பெட்டர் போட்டது. டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் இன் டோன்ட் யூஸ் ரெசல்யூஷன் யூஸ். அட் ரெசல்யூஷன் ஆல்சோ யூ கேன் யூஸ். தட்ஸ் நாட் ஆக்சுவலி த டோட்டல் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் இல்லை. இட்ஸ் நாட் கால் டோட்டல் டிஸ்ட்ரக்ஷன் ஆஃப் எனி திங். உருவ மாற்றம் இருக்கு, உருமாற்றம். இந்த உருமாற்றத்தை நம்ம மாற்றம் அழிவுன்னு சொல்றோம் நம்ம வார்த்தையில. எனி டவுட்? நோ டவுட்ஸ். ஓகே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.